3 months ago, you know, I thought, okay, this farm bill will go through. It's a bipartisan farm bill, right? You got 70 to 80% of that being an urban-based, you know, the SNAP programs. And you tend to get agreement across the aisle and simply because it serves both the rural and it serves the urban community. With what's going to happen potentially in the election, I think kind of flips the House. I think it potentially causes an extension of the existing farm bill, which is really, I think, not a good thing. It's never a good thing. But I think here, the things that I've been hearing, the field hearings that have been going on have been kind of unproductive and really have produced no really, you know, issues that appear to be salient issues across the board. I'm hearing that they may reopen up all the field hearings to get better input and data. But I think the other piece to this, you know, this puzzle as well is we've got something called reference rates on a lot of these commodities. And the reference rates quoted on many of these commodities just don't, they don't work right now. And if you extend that farm bill with reference rates for corn that are in the $3 range, as an example, it all of a sudden the commodity support programs don't work, right? The PLC, ARC, all that are all impacted by that. Not to mention, if you look at the cost of food in urban America and across rural America, if you go to a grocery store today, they say food costs are up 8, 9, 10%. I think it's more like 14%, depends on what your buying habits are. But there are people that are in need of the SNAP program. And that SNAP program is going to, at least from a decision perspective, says the entire ag pie, right, the entire farm bill pie is either going to have to get bigger, which means a larger appropriation. With current members of Congress, I think probably there's less than 180 of them that even understand the farm bill. And who knows what happens with the new crop that comes in. And you start saying, well, we're going to need to increase the size of this farm bill to cover the SNAP program and these commodity titles. And you're going to have, both on the rural and the urban side, legislators are saying, so tell me, corn's $7, the highest it's ever been, and you're telling me farmers are going to have really profitable year. Why do we need this? And there's going to be a long education process, I think, for these incoming congressmen and congresswomen. And I just think that results in just an extension of this, unfortunately, an extension of the existing farm bill. And that's going to be an issue.